The New York City Marathon is Sunday. More than 50,000 runners will line up at the starting line, among them American Shalane Flanagan, who won last year's women's race, the first American to win the world's largest marathon since 1977. But there's another champion you might want to keep your eye on this Sunday if you can. She is fast. Last month, Jeannie Rice, a 70-year-old Cleveland grandmother, set a world record for her age group of 3 hours, 27 minutes, and 50 seconds, 7.5 minutes faster than the previous record. She joins us from Cleveland. Jeannie, so you ran Chicago, you're about to run New York. What happened to recovery time?
Well, it's been 4 weeks, so I'm pretty much recovered, yes.
Well, let's just say that people who set world records like that maybe take a little bit more time, but off you go to New York. So congratulations, first of all, on Chicago. You are a serious runner at this point. You knew how fast you were going. You knew the pace you were setting. What did you think when you realized how much you'd broken the record?
So I figure a 70-year-old record, I've been looking at it, and it was 3:35. And I know I already ran 6 minutes faster, so I figure if I can stay healthy, I know I could do it. But wouldn't you know, this past April, I went to Boston. It was cold, windy, and rain. So I didn't have a good run there. And top of that, I fell, so I hurt my knee from falling. And so it took me 5 weeks to recover. So I didn't know what I can do this year after all that injury. So 3:35 was in my refrigerator. I look at it every day. This is a world record.
You had it posted on your refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So you had run several races. You had several injuries. But you knew that it was possible for you to run 3:35. 35 is kind of a magic number for you. Talk about how you only started running at the age of 35 after, I understand, going home to your family's native South Korea, visiting relatives who wanted to fatten you up. You gained a few pounds. You said, let me take up running. A lot of people take up running. When did you decide to become such an elite runner, to be so competitive?
Well, the first when I started running, just to lose a few pounds, and a friend of mine at the time, she was a runner, and she talked me into doing 5-mile local race. And she was third, and I was right behind her at the race. And that was it. And since then, she never beat me. And very following year, I decided to run a marathon. So I did Cleveland Marathon, 3:45. That was 35 years ago. And that fall, I did Columbus, 3:16. I shaved almost 30 minutes.
Wow.
And same year.
Wow.
And that's when I was qualified for Boston.
I mean, I just it's so fascinating to discover about yourself later in life that you have the makings of an elite athlete. And we understand now marathoning has taken you around the world.
I decided to run all over the country, so I've gone to New Zealand and Great Wall, Dublin, London, Madrid, Paris,
so cool.
Prague, and, you know, Iceland, and Stockholm. And I think it's part of running, and I mix with a vacation, so I get to see other country.
So you're very much in the world of masters sports, which is it's a great world. You know, it's people who do travel around the world. They are very competitive. Mm-hmm. They're very athletic. And you've discovered what many of them know, which is it's so great to get into a category. So now you've entered the 70s and, you know, you can win more when you're the youngest in the category. But I'm just wondering, do you ever think, wow, it's wonderful to be a grandmother of two and discover this and discover this community in this world. But what if you had started running when you were young? Do you ever regret that you didn't?
Well, I'm from Seoul, Korea, and they didn't have a sports for girls.
Right, right.
You know, and I wish...
They didn't even make girls' sneakers.
No.
Right.
There's somebody here in this area. He coaches other, you know, younger people. And he did mention that, I wish I got hold of you years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, you know, if I would have then, if I was really, could have run faster, I don't know. But I got faster, and then, of course, as I get aged and got a little bit slower, but last couple of years, I'm getting faster again. PR is 3:12, but I was in my 40s.
Your personal record, yeah.
Yeah, but most exciting was, for me, Chicago. I knew if it's the weather is good, and I knew I could do it, 3:35. I want to mention one more thing, Ryan.
Please.
I'm 70 and over, of course, and I looked at the 60 and over, how their time was. there's only one person beat my time was Joan Benoit Samuelson.
Joan!
Yes, yeah. She's the only one. And she's been my, you know, idol all these years.
An Olympian.
Gold medal.
Yeah,
yes.
The Olympic gold medalist.
So I was more excited about that than world record because she was the only one beat me 60 and up.
Well, Jeannie Rice, you're heading into the New York Marathon this weekend. What do you have on your refrigerator now?
Well, New York Marathon, I just want to win, first of all. And, of course, my, you know, second goal is I want to beat my own time. I think I could do it. And Chicago, actually, last mile or two, I slowed down a lot. And I have to work on that one. So I could have done 325 or better.
Yeah, you're such a slacker.
So I do have my goal, my own goal. Now I have to beat my own record.
You want to beat 335, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lady had it 5 years, and I beat it by 7 minutes. So hopefully this will be there for a while, but only I could beat it, I hope.
Well, Jeannie Rice, again, who last month set the world record for her age group, the 70s, at the Chicago Marathon, shaving 7.5 minutes off the previous record, heading into New York Marathon this weekend, hoping that she's the one who breaks her record and wins that race in the 70 age group. Jeannie, best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.